Darcy Bustle's Ballet Collection is out now. Talking to another very special lady about another album. After we've heard a bit from it, how about this? Enya's Echoes in the Rain. In Rain, another magical melody from Enya. Where do they come from? Where does she sow the seeds? What happens? When's the harvest? All these questions and more we need to know the answers to. And finally we can get to ask her because she's here now. Good morning, Enya.
Good morning, Chris.
Welcome to the program. And Darcy, you already having a bit of a chin wag.
Yeah, I know. We've already met.
Yes, we have
Women
met.
Of the Year, yeah. I think it was 1989.
Quite a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
1989?
Yes. We were children.
26 years ago?
I was impressed.
Oh, I know.
We were children.
I got it. Your mums were up for awards. Yes. Is that right? Yes. Is that what it was?
Oh, dear.
Blimmin' heck, 1989. I didn't realise the Women of the Year thing had been going that long.
Oh, thanks.
Did you win that year, Darcy?
I don't remember, actually.
They had a section where women who had achieved that year, because we met Princess Margaret.
Oh, okay.
So, and you were, back. Were you Orinoco flowing then?
Yes, I was.
All right, now this new song. Back with a bowl, and I'm not being sycophantic. Well, I suppose I am, but I don't mean to be. I mean, it's just brilliant. You know, it's
thank
fantastic.
You,
now this
you.
This song is the last song to be recorded on the new album, which is quite fateful, isn't it? Because isn't that what happened with an Orinoco Flow?
It's very true. It's very true. It was the same thing, and because of that, it had a sense of Orinoco Flow to it. And in a way, it's a continuation of Orinoco Flow, because as Orinoco Flow was the journey to all these wonderful sort of countries, whether it was physical or imaginary, this was the return. This was time to come back from all your travels. This is traveling day, night, day, echoes and rain, sort of coming home.
And Dark Sky Island is the name of the album. Now, first of all, tell us about Dark Sky Island, because that's fascinating in itself, isn't it?
It's the lyricist Roma Ryan was writing poetry about the Channel Islands, and in particular about Sark Island. And they're the first designated dark sky area island. And what they've done is they have banned cars on the island. There's only 600 people, and the only means to get to that island is by boat. And in the evening time, they control all the lights. So you can view this spectacular view of the stars.
And this is an official thing, isn't it? It's like a listed building. It's a dark sky island.
Yes,
it's got its dark sky island status, as it were.
They say it's... I haven't been there.
I can't believe you haven't been there.
I have an invite, but I haven't been there. But I've been told that it's unrecognizable, the sky. What we recognize as the sky, you see landmarks that you recognize. This is unrecognizable, of the vastness of the stars, and incredibly bright. It looks like daylight when you're there.
I want to go. I can't believe you haven't been. No offense, but I can't believe you haven't been.
I started on the album. Once I go into the studio on an album, I do not... distract
maybe
from
your imagination has helped.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so nice.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to nail her down here.
But you know, I was brought up in the northwest of Ireland in County Donegal in a very rural area, speaking Gaelic as my first language. Mm-hmm. But it was a very, very starry sky. So I think it's, you know, I kind of had, you know, fond memories.
An insight into what it's about.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Because there were very, you know, it was very little light pollution and, you know, where I live.
By the way, Darcy, 75 million albums she sold, this lady. She sold them all herself, knocking on doors with a wheelbarrow. The tinker in her came out. Album for sale.
Oh, I'd say this Gaelic. Tá cearnaí nógam.
Yeah, of course
you would.
Yeah, and who's not going to buy that after that kind of patter?
I love that. Yeah.
So do I.
I wish I could say something.
I think it's
like
amazing. And what's also, I mean, so many fascinating things about Enya, but another thing is, like, you say you could literally make an album forever. So what you have to do is you have to name the date. Otherwise, yes, you'll just carry on making it. Now, yes, were you like this at school with projects, school projects? Do you know, where's Enya's project? She's still making it. Will somebody tell her to stop now?
Yes, I get very, very committed, quite serious. So yes, sort of having a moment where you cross the T, dot the I's, and you say, that's it. Today, the album is released today.
Yes, of course, it's out there now, isn't it?
And I feel that. I feel it's closure for me.
Oh, when do you start again then? Because it must be like a meditation
give
for
a chance,
you.
Darcy.
I'm sorry.
For heaven's sake.
But it feels so natural.
Talking about
a
masterpiece here. Not some kind of thrown together jive.
Yeah, but when it obviously feels so creative for you. I mean, it's a natural space for you to be in.
But
I mean,
it's
you
3 years in the making.
Oh, 3 years.
So now for me,
wow. Okay.
I'm anxious to talk about it. You know, it's time to leave. The studio.
Please,
for
no.
A while.
No, I couldn't ever
get her new inspiration.
Yeah, allow her a breather.
Album.
Will you please? Is that okay with you?
She wants me straight into the studio.
I do. I want to see you creating.
Album number 2 tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. If Darcy had a way, he would, by the way.
I would. Go on. More.
Together.
Jane can't hear, let's work together. Well, let's chat together. Can't keep them from talking.
What? Still talking.
Excuse me, what are you two on about
now? Okay.
No, fine.
I was thinking that she should go on tour. She's never been.
You've never been on tour?
Never been.
Are you crazy?
I know, isn't that amazing?
Well, you've got to go to Dask Island first. You've got an album out of them, so you've got to spend a week or two there at least.
Maybe do a tour then.
And then go on tour.
Maybe do a big concert.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
It would be beautiful.
To do a gig on Dark Sky Island.
Now you're talking.
Or maybe just a tour of the
desert. Wow, with that spectacular sky.
Why don't you do an island tour? Just islands.
Okay.
And then why don't you buy them
big
all?
Big island. You can do Ireland as well. Big island.
But you have all that drama.
Were you talking about the awards again, by the way?
No. She had to leave early. At the awards.
This is back in 1989. How do you remember all this, Enya?
I have a good memory.
She was
just sitting two seats from me. And then they announced, now Darcy Russell has to leave. Because she has to go to rehearsals.
She's got to go back to school.
I felt like that. Well, it always felt like it was school. Because we're just constantly in a rehearsal room.
Now, 1989, Women of the Year. That's what they're talking about. Lynn, where were you?
I'm still in school, I think.
Of course you are.
Primary school.
And running in preschool,
yes,
weren't
absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, all right. Got some travel for you now.